Today's scripture is from the book of Luke, 2nd chapter, verses 41 through 52. Now every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why do you treat us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me this morning? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be good and holy to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. And when the festival was ended, they started to return. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know about it. They grow up so fast, don't they? Many of you have Christmas traditions of perhaps traveling or festivals that may have been a little bit like the tradition of Jesus' family traveling to Jerusalem for the Holy Festival today. These traditions, they help us mark the passing of time, and just like the festivals that the scripture is alluding to, they are filled with song. And they remind us of how short life is and how important it is to love those around us. Christmas stands out for some reason among the holidays, for Christians and for secular celebrants alike. This is because of its distinctive music, its colors, its symbols, all of which remind us of our loved ones with us and departed. They bring us back to our childhoods and connect us with milestones in life more than any other holiday, for better or for worse. Today, since we're focused on singing and song and the tradition of Christmas music, in lieu of a long sermon, they taught us in seminary, nobody ever missed a long sermon. Very, very sage advice. I'm going to simply offer a meditation on this one idea. There is a great importance to traditions like Christmas carols and songs across different cultures as a way to take care of one another and as a way to create milestones in life that remind us to slow down and to cherish our loved ones. Christmas music, like what we've been singing today from around the world, is deeply connected to place and culture and time and memory. Now, the word milestone comes from old highway markers. Have any of you ever seen a historic milestone? You see some of them in New England, but you certainly do see them in Europe. They're literally rocks on the side of the road with your mile marker. I think a more modern interpretation might come from the New Jersey Turnpike and the idea of a toll booth, right? The milestones are the places in life where you have to stop and take account of where you've been every so many miles. That is what Christmas serves for many of us in our families. These songs, the hymns of Christmas, serve as important reminders about life, about love, about family. Because, friends, life is short. This highway doesn't go on forever. Just a couple of days ago, after all, Jesus was born in a manger in Jerusalem. Just a couple of days ago, the angels were singing. Just a couple of days ago, the shepherds deserted their poor sheep in the fields and went to worship Jesus. Christmas, Christmas Eve, Santa, the commotion, the presents, the lights, the in-laws. It all feels like just yesterday, doesn't it? Today's scripture passage comes literally only verses after the Christmas story. And yet time has accelerated to the point where Jesus has already started to teach. He's already started to claim a sense of independence by escaping from his parents, as scripture says. Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. Jesus is growing up, and we can almost feel in this text, how many of you are parents? Any parents here? Lots of parents. How many of you can feel the anxiety of his parents in this story? The hope, perhaps? The pride when they see that he's actually teaching the teachers at 12 years old? The fear? The many mixed emotions of parenting are all wrapped into this one Bible story. Our passage today, I think, is one of the most human moments in the entire Jesus story. It is the moment when the baby starts to turn into the man. It's the moment when all of Mary and Joseph's joy starts to turn into that fear as they have to let go of him into the real world. Alarm, change, fear for the future. Turns out this isn't unfounded. There's a really ironic foreshadowing here that Jesus gets lost teaching in the temple as a 12-year-old in Jerusalem, the very city where he will eventually be put to death as an adult, right? Parenting, and in my case, gay uncling, or even watching your parents getting older year after year, frailer perhaps, is part of life. It is scary. And most of all, it means that we need to hold on to, claim, and name these milestones like Christmas as sacred more than ever. Christmas is different from Halloween, different from Easter, different from the 4th of July, or even birthdays. Perhaps because it comes so close to the new year, but I think it's mostly because it is highly ritualized, both in society and in the church, for better or worse, and it is how we measure our memories, our losses, and our loved ones. It's also how we sometimes measure our own ability to be adults, right? Did I do as good of a job baking those cookies as my grandmother? Is my tree as pretty as my mother's? It never will be, Mom, I promise. My mom's here. Oh, well. Christmas is a measuring thing for so many of us in life. Watching your kids open their Christmas presents, decorating the tree with your spouse for the first time after you get married, baking cookies with grandma, food, song, culture, family. These milestones help us know how to measure life's passing. Now, there's a great scene in the classic musical, Fiddler on the Roof. How many of you have seen Fiddler on the Roof? Some of you have seen it? Okay. One of the daughters is getting married, and the parents sit and sing softly to themselves a very deeply lyrical song, and they go like this. Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember getting older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday that they were small? Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and tears. growing up, growing old, growing wise, growing tall, growing short in some of our cases, growing in faith, growing in hope, growing in love. All of the ways in which we grow can be measured Christmas to Christmas to Christmas, for better or worse. Whether we love this holiday or resist it, for all of us, Christmas is a time of making and maintaining and renewing memory. The hymns we sing today, some of them might not be familiar to us, but we know that they are sacred to others, are for different cultures and different peoples. They're memory makers and milestone reminders of what's important in life. By singing together like the people did at the Passover festivals that Jesus was at in our story today, we create milestones that maintain our memories and help us to treasure loved ones more and more, and perhaps even better. May this be a merry and memorable Christmas for you all. Amen.